Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Schoolboy Rowe. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Schoolboy Rowe. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. McCoskey reaches second base with a double. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Campbell reaches second base with a double. McCoskey scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Campbell moves to third. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenberg. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball four. Heath moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley bunts towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heath moves to third. Keltner moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Heath scores. Hemsley moves to second. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. Tebbets drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Feller out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rowe moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Rowe scores. McCoskey moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg is hit by the pitch. McCoskey scores. Campbell moves to third. Gehringer moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York strikes out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campbell scores. Gehringer scores. Greenberg moves to third. It's 5-1, Tigers. Dick Bartell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartell takes first base on ball 4. Greenberg scores. Higgins moves to third. It's 6-1, Tigers. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. Tebbets hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rowe hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Eisenstadt now pitching. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Campbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Max settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Greenberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to third. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly, who is chasing the ball. York reaches third base with a triple. Gehringer scores. Greenberg goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off row, and towards Higgins, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-2 in the game. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heath throws the ball into Boudreau, who tags Tebbets trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rowe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Fox now playing right field. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Eisenstadt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenstadt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McCoskey hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly. McCoskey reaches second base with a double. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCoskey scores. Fox moves to third. One out. It's 9-1, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Greenberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heath throws the ball into Boudreaux, who tags Greenberg trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Fox scores. Two outs. It's 10-1, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. York hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ken Yungles now pitching. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Higgins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bartel strikes out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rowe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trotsky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-2, Tigers. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox bunts towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws to first. Trotsky drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Trotsky. McCoskey goes all the way around to score. One out. It's 11-2, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Greenberg hits a line drive towards third. Keltner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Soup Campbell pinch hits for Ken Yungles. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenberg. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-3 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Dobson now pitching. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. York hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Dobson covering, for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bartel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Higgins moves to third. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tebbets is called out on strikes. Two outs. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rowe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac misplays the ball. That's an error on Mac. Higgins scores. Bartel moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 12-2, Tigers. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 12, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.